On Tuesday, a military judge in Fort Benning, Georgia, sentenced 23-year-old Catherine Jashinsky to 47 days in jail and a bad conduct discharge for refusing to take weapons training. Her court-martial comes 2 years after she filed to become a conscientious objector, declaring she'd become a pacifist. Aiden Delgado, a soldier who filed as the CO successfully while he was serving in Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq, was in the courtroom this week when Jashinsky told the judge why she refused to fight.
And she started talking about how, you know, she wanted to be a good soldier. She didn't want a free ride. She didn't want to take money from the Army. But she realized when they ordered her to do weapons training that she just couldn't kill another human being. She said this with such, like, kind of unrehearsed, you know, genuine nature that the judge and everyone else, I think their hearts kind of melted for her because it was just so, you know, so powerful.
Jashinsky was facing a possible 5 years in jail. Her sincerity may account for the light sentence she received, but it should have prevented her court-martial, according to J.E. McNeil, an attorney for the Center on Conscience and War. McNeil says during the trial, both of Jashinsky's commanding officers testified that she'd behaved as a model soldier, and they believed she was a committed pacifist.
But they felt like their hands were tied since her application was denied higher up. And they had no recourse except to court-martial or for refusing to go.
McNeil's group is drafting legislation to protect soldiers like Jashinsky from being punished for following their conscience.
We see this as a benefit both for the conscientious objectors who deserve to have their rights honored and for the other soldiers in the military because they deserve to have people next to them that they feel are going to help them in the trenches.
Military leaders say such a law would lead to a flood of CO applications from soldiers who are about to be deployed, but McNeil says that's unlikely because the rules for proving a claim of conscience will remain very stringent, and she's confident only those who are sincere will ask for a discharge. So far, only a handful of the hundreds of CO claims that have been filed in the past 5 years have been granted. McNeil says the new law is needed to put the authority to grant COs under civilian rather than military control.
It would keep the military from being able to give this or take it away, as they did during the Gulf War when they decided unilaterally that no one could apply for a conscientious objector status, and something like 2,500 men and women went to jail rather than to deploy.
Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.